88.9 WLRY, and we have a special guest joining us now. We have Kim Boyce. And Kim, welcome. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I thought we'd give you a call and catch up, see what's going on in the life of Kim Boyce now, and let's talk about how it all started for you. As I understand, you were a Miss Florida in 1983 and also competed in the Miss America pageant in 1984, right?
Yes, I sure did. That's people think that was the beginning for me. I actually grew up singing gospel music with my family, so I had a lot of training in music before I ever got to Miss Florida, but the musical background with my family definitely prepared me to do the Miss Florida pageant, because at that point, talent was 50% of your score. Mm. And so I walked in and I knew how to sing and I knew how to stand up in front of people. So I may have been a little further down the road than the average girl who just walked into the Miss Florida pageant for the first time.
Sure. Now, did all that lead to your first recording contract?
Sort of indirectly, yes, because after my year as Miss Florida was up and I had gone to the Miss America pageant and I actually made it into the top 10, which meant that I got to do my talent. I sang on national television, and a former Miss America, Carol Pruitt, saw me that night, and she was rooting for me as a Christian, and she actually invited me to come to California a couple of months after my year as Miss Florida was up to sing on a television show that she was doing out at TBN. And I went out, sang on the show, and when that show was over, I was approached by this man who said, my friend and I are in Christian music business, and we're interested in starting a Christian artist management company. Would you be our first artist?
Wow.
Well, I was a little skeptical, you know, and I'm like, yeah, right. You know, but I actually, you know, we exchanged contact information, and over the next couple of months began conversations, and I found out that these guys were legitimate, that they actually were in the business, that they had good contacts. And so several months later, I moved to Nashville and started working on demos and writing with some songwriters there. And about 10 months after I moved to Nashville, I actually signed my first record deal with Word Records. And 10 months later, the first album was out. So it happened really quick for me. And, you know, I just know that that was definitely the Lord's blessing to start me that quickly on what had been my dream since I was a little girl.
Now, was it kind of unique what you were doing, the type of music you were doing as a Christian artist when you started?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was very influenced in those early 80s years by, of course, Madonna.
Right.
And some of the dance music, Cyndi Lauper and some other artists that were out of that point. And I wanted to do Christian dance pop music, which had never been attempted before. And yet, my very first producer, Brian Tankersley, who was also doing A&R at my label, Myrrh, at that time, he said, yep, I think we can do this. And so he helped me to establish myself in that sort of new avenue of Christian music, and it opened doors for a lot of other people who've come after me.
I was going to say, like Rachel Lampe and all those came after you doing a similar type of thing.
So. Right, and even the DC Talk guys, Toby one time said, you know, I just want to celebrate, and some of that early stuff that, you know, basically sort of opened the doors for guys like them to come in and take it even farther and do Christian rap.
Yes, I love your version of I Just Want to Celebrate.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
That's great.
Thank you.
And after a few albums, did you kind of change into a more adult contemporary style?
Yeah, I started going in that direction basically just because I was more adult.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I just started thinking, I don't want to be 40 years old and still trying to sing to teenagers. They obviously wouldn't buy that. And, you know, and as I matured, I wanted my music to mature with me. So, yeah, over the course of the next 3 or 4 albums. Well, actually, my second album was very much still dance pop, which I love. By about my third one, I started heading a little bit more into the adult contemporary side of things with more ballads. But still, I mean, even as far as my 5th, 6th, 7th album in Christian music, there were still some some dance tunes on there that even today, my own sons, who are 21 and 17 now, you know, they'll tell me, hey, Mom, I just downloaded a cool song of yours called Dancing to the Beat of Your Heart. And I'm like, really? Okay, cool.
So now a mother, as you said, and married to Gary Kariba, and you two are performing in Branson, I believe, right?
Yeah, we moved to Branson 15 years ago for Gary to sing lead in what became the most popular quartet here. And about 3 years after he started singing there, his boss asked me if I would come and sing in the show. They were losing their comedian, and he thought, you know, the company could really use him in the show. Well, I turned him down like two times because we moved here to get off the road to raise our boys, who were only 2 and 5 when we moved here. And so I said no. You know, I just did not want to do that. We moved here for me to get to stay at home with my boys. But I finally said I would do it when he said the boys could come to work with me. And so for many, many years, they were backstage with me at the show until they no longer desired to do that and then you know, wanted to stay and hang with their friends or some of the cool older guys from the church that would come hang out and play video games with them at night. And so, it was actually a great way for them to be able to, you know, spend a lot of time with us but also have some of their own time and us to continue to get to sing but not have to travel to do it and get to be parents to our boys.
And right now in Branson, in fact, you just started a brand new show there. Tell me about that.
We did. Gary and I actually have been through a couple of very dramatic years in our lives. About 2.5 years ago, we walked into a production meeting at the show that we'd been at for 13 years and were told they were changing directions and that we would not be back. So we were basically fired. Both of us in the same day. And so the last couple of years have been a real period of searching and looking for direction. And I'll skip over the book that came out of that because we can talk about that in a minute. But
sure.
Basically, we have just had the opportunity now to start our own show that is a gospel show. And there's nothing better that we would love to do than sing gospel music. It's what we both grew up doing, what we love, and now we get to choose the songs that we want to sing. I don't have to sing Stand By Your Man, and Gary doesn't have to sing Elvira. We get to sing what we want, and we had our first show last Sunday night, and the response was overwhelming. I mean, we are just on cloud 9 about it, and are just so excited that the Lord has opened this door for us. The show is called Sunday Gospel Night, and it's every second and fourth Sunday night of the month. So if any of your listeners are headed to Branson, make sure you come the second or fourth Sunday night of the month so that you can see it.
And isn't that awesome? You know, I'm sure when you were both relieved of your positions there, you had no idea what God was doing and what he had planned for you. And here it all turned around to this.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's been quite the roller coaster ride the last couple of years. I mean, because anyone who's ever been fired knows all of a sudden, where's your income?
Yeah.
Where's the security? And it's at that point that you have to completely go, okay, God, our lives are in your hands. Maybe we were under the impression that we were in control, but obviously we are not. But God is. And he could see the big picture. We could not. And, you know, we're just thankful that we were surrounded by a great group of family, friends, church, support groups that helped us be able to get through that time and told us God had a plan even when we couldn't see it.
Again, we're talking with Kim Boyce, and you brought up earlier you're a writer as well. When did you find out that you could write or wanted to write? Is that something you've done all your life?
No, not really. I mean, I always considered myself to be a great little paper writer in school, but, you know, I didn't really write books until right after my first album came out. A book company approached me and asked me to write some devotionals, and at that point, I basically sort of just told my stories to a ghostwriter. And then about, I think, 17 years ago, when I was pregnant with my second son, I just decided I wanted to write a devotional book for moms. I had been a mom at that point for about 3 years with my oldest son and knew that times of having long periods to be able to sit down and do Bible study and look, you know, delve deeply into the things of the Lord, those were on hold for a while when I had little children.
Right.
And so I wanted to write a devotional for moms that would give them something they could read quickly, have a prayer, something to think about, but then get on to their daily duties as a mother. And so I wrote my first book completely by myself at that point. It was called Dreams I'm Dreaming. And then I have written another devotional in the interim called There Is a God. But this new book that's coming out in July called Not Too Far From Here, Moving From Hurt to Hope, is the first time that I have sat down to write a complete book that was not just a devotional book from start to finish all by myself. And it is the story of the last 2.5 years of our lives and based around the directives that Gary and I felt like God gave us to move from a time of hurt to hope in our lives. And my prayer for this book is that just with what I've gone through, that if it can help someone else who is going through a time of hurt to move to hope, then that is what the book was meant to accomplish.
And where will that be available, Kim?
It will be in all the Christian bookstores. It's already available for pre-order on Amazon.com. It actually releases on July the 1st to the bookstores and Walmart and major retailers. So it's out there in July, but available for pre-order right now on Amazon.
Any plans for any new recorded music projects?
Yeah, we're actually talking about doing a CD to go along with the book. That will basically be songs of hope that people can listen to, because I know through these last 2.5 years of my life, there have been certain songs that I've gone to over and over and over again to listen to build my faith, to encourage me when I was having a hard day. And so I'm considering putting together a new album of songs of hope to go along with the book.
Oh, great. So we'll be looking out for that for sure again.
Okay.
Kim Boyce, our special guest, KimBoyceMusic.com, right? That's the website.
Yes. So. Yes. And then Facebook, all that. And then I just today put up the website for Sunday Gospel Nights, which is SundayGospelNights.com. So you can get in touch with me through various means on Facebook, Twitter, and the web.
Well, again, God bless you and your ministry and your family. Thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you.